entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Welcome back, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, on a super Saturday, to September 9th. It's college football, of course, kickoff just about 6 minutes ago. You got Colorado and Nebraska. There's a bevy of games. And I tell you what, at Shrimpy's Waterfront, they've got new televisions. John, my buddy's got it going on with their football menu for 2023. If you haven't been there recently, and I tell you what, Ben, I know you love the place. You need to get down there. He's made some dramatic changes. He's got a television in every corner of the place. And, of course, I know you're on the same bandwagon as he is. He's a diehard Georgia Bulldog graduate. You're a Savannah State and
Georgia Southern.
And so you guys can talk Bulldogs the next time you go down there and have a bite to eat. But right now, let's get caught up with him and get a little preview of what's happening this weekend at Shrimpy's Waterfront. What's up, my man?
Hey, good, man. Here we go.
It's time to rock and roll. And you guys, you Georgia Bulldogs going for the never, ever happened three-peat. And your expectations are certainly high. I know that.
Yeah, I just worried about the new quarterback and our OC, Bobo. We'll see what they got because, you know, that was a big loss losing our quarterback and OC last year. But we're number one, so we'll see. I'm excited, but I don't know. We'll see what. See, I'm nervous about the quarterback. I don't know what he's got.
So. Well, we know that you'll have the Georgia faithful there, and when people start seeing the upgrades you made, and I was there, you're putting up some new televisions. There isn't a spot that you can't see a game, and I'm sure you guys will accommodate people if they come in with a group and want to watch a game, kind of like we do down here at Ferg's. But, you know, as I've been preparing for this conversation, and Ice Pick Vodka is my big sponsor, I love your shot drink menu for 2023, and Fred will as well. Listen to this, Ben, and there's going to be a huge Buffalo Bills hangout this year. You've got the Bills Mafia Slam, ice pick vodka, blue carousel lemonade, and blueberry puree. The Bills Mafia Slam. I'm coming to have one of those puppies, baby. That sounds great. Have you tasted all these, John?
Yeah, yes, I have. I actually came up with that Bills Mafia shot.
You did?
Yeah, it's good.
I like this one.
It's refreshing, actually, and it's only $3. You know,
I know. $3? Unbelievable. Ben, how about this one? The Bucks Cannon. Ice pick vodka, lemonade, and strawberry puree. I can drink both of these, and I don't really give a damn about the Bills or the Bucks, but I'm an ice pick vodka guy. I know that.
That's right. Yep. We go through some ice pick.
And then I just like the names of these. The quarterback. These are the $5 drinks, which is still a great buy. Ice pick vodka, peach schnapps, sour mix, and Sprite. That's got a little girly flavor to it. So when you take one of these hundreds of women that you're out there courting, you can get them a quarterback. How about that? So what else we got going? Let's talk about the menu all weekend long because it's superb and the prices are right. That's for sure.
Yeah, we wanted a good football menu so it doesn't break the bank for these football fans coming in here and they don't feel. Like they left here, but, you know, they're emptying their pockets out. So it's a good price on the wings are really good. The Sailing Hot Dog, you know, Sailing Hot Dog is a Buffalo Bills famous dog that they like.
I love those hot dogs.
They're super good. I just tried one this year, and I now know why they love them so much. And they're only $5. We have $5 hot dogs. You can add cheese, chili, onions, or relish on it. And then we also have a Bill style that's a surprise if you come on in and try some. Plus the chili tacos, chili nachos, and a buffalo chicken dip for those that just want to munch on something and watch their game and have some drinks.
And we can get these all during college football as well as pro, right?
Yeah, we're college. Yeah, Saturdays and Sundays, and then and now this Monday night, you know, we got the Bills and versus Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. So it's going to be huge. Everybody's so fired up. All the Bills people, the Bills fans are coming in here Monday night. So it'll be we'll have the menu for Monday night as well for the Monday night game. Also, you know, we're 9/11 is Monday, so Shrimpies, we all decided to we got a charity thing for first responders. We're going to fill the boot for the firemen, and it's 10% off too for anything for first responders, police, and firemen. That's also Monday night along with the Bills game, and we also have trivia right before. We're having trivia Mondays too, so this Monday's a big Monday for us.
Big Monday, absolutely, my friend. Well, I look forward to coming over and spending some time. We are going to send over a couple of the guys maybe on a Saturday and do a little remote call in. I think Ben will he'll volunteer for that to watch. I'm sure you'll.
I won't be complaining, Mike.
We'll send him over there for a big Bulldogs game, and I honestly think I'm coming by there today and grab one of those or a couple of those hot dogs for my mother, who you've met. She doesn't get out much anymore, but she'll be in heaven when I pick her up a couple. So I'll probably see you this afternoon, my man.
Yeah, I'll be here, and you know, it's pretty day on the water, and there are TVs like you said. There's a TV. You can't miss a game. We've got 30 TVs, and they're all in your face, all you know, on the water. It's beautiful. We've already got a variety of college fans right here today. So, and we got whatever game we want to put on, we got it. So, it's
how do people find you? Give them the simple directions.
Oh yeah, it's we're at St. Pete Beach on the water, 9524 Blind Pass Road. St. Pete Beach, Florida, 33706. We're right there on the bridge. We're on the line of Treasure Island and St. Pete Beach, where that meets. Right there on the bridge, on the water.
All right, my man. Well, have a great weekend. I hope to see you today or tomorrow. I'm looking forward to having some of those chili dogs, a little chili, cheese, onions, a relish, Bill style, and then I'm going to throw down a $3 Bills Mafia Slam. Now, that sounds like a combo, and I'm not really a Bills fan, but I will be a Bills food fan, buddy. All right, John, I'll talk to you soon, man.
You too. I appreciate it. Go, dog. Woof, woof, and go, Bill.
Oh, how about them dogs?
God. You guys do remember you're in Florida, which they can't stand you down here.
Hey, I'm still a Georgia Southern Eagle by heart. I gotta root for Southern.
I hear you.
All right, John. Thanks for joining us, man.
You too. I appreciate it. I'll see you soon, buddy.
Okay. You bet. How about this change in his menu, man?
That's pretty great, Mike. $3
shots.
Hey, you could try one of each.
I'm going to do the Bills Mafia Slam. I even like the $3 Bucks can, a nice pick vodka lemonade, strawberry Perry.
Hey, that doesn't sound that bad.
Smooth. Speaking of smooth, he's smooth on the pipes. He's the voice of Seminole. He's your good friend, Brad Richardson, and he's kind enough to join us. Can't make it down today. He's a busy man, but let's get a little high school conversation in our body armor, high school headquarters, and the man at the plan, Brad Richardson. What's happening, brother?
Oh, not much. Just another day, busy as always. What can we say? It was a busy night last night, too, with high school sports. Definitely with Friday Night Football and all.
Well, let's talk about some of those games. We had the scores early in the game, early in the show with Gavin Van Dyke, but run over those scores again for the people that just joined us after the 12 o'clock hour and your expertise commentary.
Absolutely. So the Clearwater Tornadoes were facing off against Countryside. Clearwater last week had a very big win over them. The Tornadoes were they were on the road facing Countryside. They were able to come out on top. Final score of 56-6. Largo was at home versus Bogus Diega. Largo Pactor, the final score was 33-10. Indian Rocks was on the road at Central High School. Final score 33-6. Winner, the Eagles of that. Now, big game last night. Lakewood was all the way in Homestead. They, of course, Homestead was a very big game for them. They faced off against the Homestead, is, of course, the last year's 3M state runner-up. Tough game, obviously. Final score, 35-7, Homestead winner. Gibbs versus Northeast. Northeast hosting. Final score, that one, 46-0. Pinellas Park was on the road at Eastlake. Final score, 33-12. Pinellas Park Patriots. Palm Harbor University High School Hurricanes versus Sun Lake. Final score, 35-2. Palm Harbor takes the win. And also a big game this week, the CCC Marauders versus Tampa Catholic. Final score, 37-10. CCC gets that win. Keswick Christian versus All Saints, 26-17. Final score for the Crusaders. And then also a big game this week, we can talk about this one, Calvary Christian versus Carrollwood Day. Final score, 56-34. We'll talk about that later. Tarpon Springs versus Osceola, final score, 31-10. The Spongers, Tarpon Springs, takes the win. Big game win last night. Very happy about this one. Seminole versus Dunedin, final score, 48-8, as Seminole takes the win over the Falcons. Palm Beach Gardens, Benjamin versus Clearwater Academy, final score, 27-21. Palm Beach Gardens gets the win. Lakeside Christian versus Tampa Slam, final score, 65-30. Lakeside Christian, the winner on that one. Sarasota Christian versus Canterbury, 22-14. Final score, as Sarasota Christian takes the win on that. And finally, Masters Academy versus St. Pete Catholic. Final score, 20-18. Masters Academy takes that win. So looking at these scores, I tell you what, the spread in each of them, I mean, it's a big spread with a lot of these games. Some of them were absolute blowouts. So, I mean, one that stood out to me definitely was Lakewood versus Homestead. I mean, that game, that I knew was going to be a tough game for the Spartans, of course. I mean, Corey Moore going into this, he needs a win. The Spartans need a win. Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, 0-3. I would have. Who would have thunk that? As they said, you know, and they did play two powerhouses. We know for certain now that the Northeast Vikings are for real under Coach Sean Davis. He had a tough one last week. But the reality is, this is one of those programs. But you know better than I. They're certainly not out of the playoff hunt with the way that they've structured the point system. Am I correct?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, really now, Lakewood just needs to get themselves back in the game. They're going to be playing Pinellas Park this coming week. So this is going back to another Pinellas County team, in some ways a powerhouse. And with Pinellas Park right now, they know that Lakewood is struggling. So either they're going to capitalize that, or Lakewood is just going to be mad enough. They're going to come in and show what's business. So that's going to be a very interesting game. One of the other games that was going to be tough this week, and I knew this was going to be tough just because of the team. I mean, CCC, the Marauders, they were 2-0 going into this game. And as we talked about, you know, during media day, they want to get that state championship. They want to have a good run in the playoffs. They want to basically go into the playoffs versus, I mean, they're probably going to have a good chance of playing Shopping on Madonna. They want to be ready. Tampa Catholic was one of those big powerhouses. They've been doing good for the first part of the season so far. So they were able to go in. They held off Tampa Catholic very well. And, you know, final score, 37-10. That just speaks volumes of what CCC has been able to do. So
you're listening to the Body Armor High School headquarters with Brad Richardson. Of course, U.S. Marines also support this segment as we strive to be the leader in Pinellas County high school sports, covering everything from the boys, the girls, all the sports, including the Kegglers, the bowlers of Seminole Warhawks, and our good Ben Botham here. And then, of course, we're now doing our Player of the Week, and that's been accepted with resounding success, Brad. And I look forward to expanding that into other sports as well. But right now in Pinellas County on the football side, the coaches are ecstatic. Our social media numbers prove it with of course, Joey and Gavin getting that done. But, yeah, Body Armor. In fact, gentlemen, good news for us all economically. Body Armor is up in the ante. They finally in Orlando, their entire marketing department sent them everything we did with the media day, Brad, and I thank you. And all of the teams we brought down, and they saw what we'd done for Body Armor for 14 months, just handing out the product, and they're going to jump on and help us take over high school sports from a coverage perspective in Pinellas and Hillsboro. So the hard work is gonna start paying off, and I owe a lot of that to you. So back to your report, my man.
So, yeah, and then a big game with this was Carrollwood Day versus Calvary Christian, another big game. Calvary, of course, they had to make up a game versus St. John Paul II. They beat St. Paul John II with a 52-0 win. That was from the Hurricane, Hurricane Adelia. Now, I knew this was going to be a tough game with these guys, and it definitely showed. The final score, 56-34. They are trying to get back into a swing of things. This is going to be a very tough loss for these guys. But, you know, going into next week, I mean, Calvary is going to, they're going to be away. They're going to be over in Gainesville facing Newberry. So that's going to be an interesting game for them. This is a chance for them to kind of get a little boost to come back. That was one that I really obviously wanted to see, and it proved out my prediction that they were going to struggle with that. So, and of course, last night, I'm going to touch on this one. Obviously, you know, Ben and you and me have got to put some big praise on this one. Seminole versus Dunedin. You know, we met Mitch Disney from Dunedin back during media day and all. Mitch, being as passionate as he is with the Falcons, you know, they struggle, but they have heart. That's one thing that Mitch has always instilled. And this, of course, came as going to be an interesting game, because the way I looked at this game is that both teams were evenly matched. I think the talent is there on both teams. It's all about game situations. And right now, of course, I talked to Coach Sanchez. Nothing has been confirmed yet of whether they're going to play Tarpon as a makeup game. And that has not been established. They're still deciding it. Now, with Dunedin, obviously, they came out there, and this, of course, was a mercy rule game, as we saw. Coach Sanchez, congratulations on him. He gets his second win so far of the 2023-2024 season. So, big win
Bravo for that young man, you know, his first program, and people are starting to, you know, question it, Ben. I'm sure Seminole fans were, after last year, wondering, you know, was he ready for his own program? And I'm sure Brad, everybody had that question mark. And now, right, you know, he's got two wins under his belt and a lot of season ahead of him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I remember Seminole even coming out the gate with two wins, let alone if my own experience in high school, if we got two wins during a season. But, you know, it's really exciting to see the players in the classroom, how they walk around the halls. All the kids are excited. There's pride in it. And these kids carry themselves better than how you would see the kids in the past. And I will say, maybe I had a little hand in them running up the score a little bit. I promised all my football players who were in my classes, they scored two touchdowns, I'd buy them lunch. So I know.
Oh my God, he just said that over the air.
I know I at least owe at least one kid a couple chicken tenders from Publix.
Bribery will succeed, am I right?
It certainly will for high school kids that are pretty hungry.
I think you need to get some chicken wings from Burks. You know that. Burks has the world famous wings. I think
we need to get them down here. You got to get Augie Sanchez to get them down here.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. So, but yeah, I mean, looking at last night, you know, there was a lot of competition with some of the teams, but the others, you know, there was a sufficient spread between the points. So, you know, we saw a lot of powerhouses going in and playing some teams that, you know, not as strong. But next week, obviously, there's going to be a lot of good teams facing off in terms of talent. It's going to be pretty limited. It's going to be on, you know, par and all. So,
well, you know, there's even looking at that Jesuit score across in Hillsborough County. Of course, they're playing an incredibly tough schedule. But to see them, what are they? They're 1-2 now. And then to see Lakewood 0-3. You know what? It's kind of great to see some of these other programs having success, including your Seminole Warhawks.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's just great to see. You know, and this is one thing I've always said. I always like watching the underdogs win. I've always liked seeing that, because you could see that there's pride coming back. And you know, with them, it's not, you know, like with a Lakewood, a CCC. You know, there's that expectation. When you have a program coming up, you see everything that's there, and you see pride in those kids. And basically, you know, I'm going to say this right now, you know, it's fun. It's fun. And we know someone that said baseball is fun. Well, right now, with these underdogs, they're seeing that football is fun.
Yeah, teachers bribing student athletes right in front of everyone. It's fun. But you also have an excuse. You're an alum. That's not a coaching teacher statement. That is an alum who's proud of his Warhawks. That's how I'm covering your, you know what.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yes. Yeah.
He said, what am I supposed to do? I'm an alum. I want, you know, I want my program to win. And, you know, just like NIL, I'm giving them out some wings, man.
Yeah, just some Publix from down the street. I'm sure they would appreciate it over the school lunch once or twice.
Oh, yeah, I'm certain. So I tell you what, this week there's probably a lot of potential candidates for this this Body Armor Athlete of the Week, Brad.
Oh, absolutely.
You and Joe put your heads together.
Absolutely, yeah. Keep an eye out on Tarpon Springs as running back. This kid, I'm watching. He is one hell of a player. I mean, he could break through any defensive line. I gotta look back at his name. I've been trying. Scores came in later last night, so just trying to get everything assembled. So I keep an eye on him. Obviously, got to look at a few people from Indian Rocks Christian. I mean, they are absolutely, they're back to being the Indian Rocks that I remember years and years ago when they made it to state. So that's a great thing to see. You know, and definitely let's look at a couple different players. Obviously, we're going to give a shout out to obviously some of the Warriors. There's definitely a few people on there, Benny, for sure.
He was talking to you.
Oh, I did. All right.
Benny, pay attention. Get off your phone.
Hey, I'm locked in. I'm doing some research on the side. I got one headphone on, music's blasting. It's a good time here at Ferg's.
Exactly. Getting ready to pound a Body Armor. But he was talking about it's a fun time for everybody.
Oh, it certainly is. I mean, the kids are happy. The kids are excited. I think it's even bleeding into some of the other sports, you know, like our bowling team. The kids, they want to have the same kind of fan section, our Wally's War Zone, come out to our bowling matches just like they do for the football games.
What are you calling baseball?
Oh, well, at Seminole High School, our student section is called Wally's War Zone.
Where did the Wally come from?
It's Wally Warhawk.
Warhawk.
Oh, I didn't know that. Jeez, I don't know
Wally.
Wally Warhawk is your. There goes a couple of Mariner fans. You don't see too many down here in the state of Florida. They're looking forward to tonight's game. Cornhuskers in the house. I mean, it's one of those. It's the beauty of being down here at Ferg's, right on Central. We get to see the fan base roll in, and one of the over 100 plus televisions here. We'll find a nook and cranny for you to watch. I don't know about Georgia Southern.
Either that or Savannah State. Savannah State takes on Bethune-Cookman today.
Well,
oh man!
If you want to settle in, we'll find it. We'll find it for you somehow. If Disney hasn't screwed us on this deal as well, let's talk matchups. Do you have the matchups for this coming week yet, or you want to do that later on in the week?
We can do that later on in the week, but really, the game's looking forward to seeing. Obviously, Seminole will face off against Countryside. They're still on the road. They'll be up at Countryside and all. The good one to watch, IRC, Indian Rocks Christian, will be on the road facing off against State Pete Catholic. Lakewood, it's a big game for this week for them. They're going to be at home, and they're going to host Pinellas Park. They'll be there.
Pinellas Park had a big win last night.
Yeah, they had a big win last week for them. That's awesome of them. One that's going to be interesting to watch, Palm Harbor University, they're going to be hosting the Tarpon Springs Spongers. It's basically North County rivalry right there, Spongers versus Hurricanes. So, and then obviously we'll get a chance to see Osceola. They're going to be away, and they're going to be at State Pete High School facing off against the Green Devils. Those are the big games coming up.
Well, as always, you do a superb job. I appreciate you taking the time to call in today. I look forward to seeing you down here next week. I know one thing next week, and we better have them. Don't we have the Keglers from Seminole next Saturday?
Yeah, we should have some of my bowlers coming on down, so I'm excited for that. That's the 16th, correct? The 16th?
Exactly.
Yeah, they should be here. I don't know if I'll have all of them, but I should have a decent squad of them, both boys and girls, and so they're really excited about it.
I'm cracking out awesome. The candy cigarettes and the Eli.
And
Eli's root beer.
The mug root beer.
And you got to get me sizes. I still want to get them shirts. I'm serious.
Yeah, we're trying to get shirts, Mike. We're trying to find ways to fundraise. And
I got them.
Okay, if you got the shirt.
You
got
to give me the design, what you want, and the sizes, and we'll get them ordered this week.
I'll give you Wally Warhawk, and I'm sure by then we'll also have a link to do some fundraising for the bowling team, help raise some money so that way these kids can have a good senior night and a good banquet at the end of the year.
All right, I'll be a good Wally Warhawk fan. All right, well, let's move on. Thank you very much. Brad is always doing a great, superb job of covering high school football for us, high school sports, and our Body Armor high school headquarters down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Have a great weekend, my man.
You too. God bless you both.
All right. Thank you. And now it's time to talk a little highlight. We talk everything here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're going to have a little bowling conversation next week. Highlight, we had the national spelling champion. If you're a champion, we're going to have you on. If you've got a sport that we haven't covered, we want to get it on because that's what we're about down here. And it's brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and, of course, Sea Dogs Brewery, our good partners. And he's kind enough to join us. We're going to talk a little on the Tee Florida. He's promoting a golf tournament as well. He's Jeff Williams. Good morning, my hey. Good afternoon, my man. How are you?
Great, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. I'm glad that we finally got a chance to hook up. You would have enjoyed yourself down here for the Jimmy Buffett tribute, but I know how it is. Work comes a calling, and you got to prioritize. But let's talk a little bit about your golf tournament first, and then I Absolutely. Want you to share with our audience the world of Hi-Li and the years that you played and growing up in Miami.
Absolutely. So, real quick, I've been running a charity golf tournament for 17 years now for Moffitt Cancer Center that benefits the sarcoma department. The name of the tournament is the Don Coe Jones Golf Classic. It's going to be played October 20th, Friday afternoon, check-in at 12, shotgun at 1. All the benefits from the proceeds from the tournament go to the sarcoma department, which is a bone cancer. Devastating disease. They just don't get a lot of national, regional funding. Pharmaceutical companies don't fund it because it's pretty rare, but it's extremely devastating to anyone who's gone through it. So that's what that's all about. It's been 17 years now. We've done a great job. Unfortunately, a professional golfer, Don Coe Jones from the LPGA Tour, she won, I believe, 4 times on tour. She came down with a terrible disease and passed away in 2016. So that's when we rebranded it. It's a great event. We have all kind of support, and I appreciate you letting me talk about it. And I hope anybody listening will come out. And, again, you can get in touch with Moffitt Cancer Center Sarcoma Department for more details about the tournament.
We'll be putting it on our On the Tee Florida social media. In fact, John Rager, my PGA of America teaching pro, and a good friend of Barry Smith's, your friend, he said your paths had crossed, and he in fact knew that professional golfer when I showed him your flyer on Thursday. So John's behind this as well, and we'll get it up on social media, and hopefully, and maybe we'll come out with our On the Tee Florida gang. We typically do that.
Absolutely, love to have you out there.
We'll talk more about that. But I've been intrigued growing up in the state of Iowa. You know, I'm not a Sunshine State guy. We really didn't have a highlight played anywhere. And I know Barry absolutely loves the game. We've had conversations there. When I've been mentioning since we set this scheduled interview, people about highlight, they say, I love that game.
Yeah, Let's talk about how you got involved in it. First of all, born and raised in Miami, played football and baseball, you know, tennis growing up, all the American sports, and started watching this sport as an underage gambler, going sneaking into Miami High Line, just became obsessed with it, and then started practicing late in life. Usually those kids from the Basque Country, from France, will start at 6, 7, 8 years old, and I didn't start until I was about 17 years old, which is really late, but I was pretty obsessed with it. And took a job at Miami Highlight because you could actually practice for free. So I'm going to Miami-Dade Junior College for a couple years and working at the front time. Got a job, worked my way up to an announcer, which gave me access to the locker room. And now I'm starting to practice with the pros. And my game got a lot better. And then I was transferring to Florida State, and I got a tryout at a front time in Quincy, Florida, which is 30 miles west of Tallahassee. And I signed a contract there, my first one, in 1982-83 season. And I played up there for a couple of years, graduated, got into the real world for a couple of years. And then I got a call and said, hey, we need players. Are you interested in playing again? I said, absolutely. So I came back, I think that was like 86. I played in Ocala for a couple of years. Then we came to Tampa in 88 and played there from 88 to 98. So I had about 14 seasons total that I played. And it's an amazing sport. Unfortunately, it's a dying sport. In the States. It's still played predominantly in the Basque Country in France, But in the United States, when it was in its heyday, there was really no Tampa Bay Bucks, no Rays, no Lightning. There was really no competition for it. There was, you know, there was, the internet wasn't around. There wasn't the blockbuster movies way back when. So it just thrived. It was king of Tampa. It was they put 10,000 people standing room only. It was absolutely amazing in the 60s and 70s. And then the 80s started slow. The 80s was still real popular. And then the 90s, they had a player strike that really affected the popularity of the game. It was the longest strike in sports history. It lasted over 3 years.
That had to kill the sport. And let me ask you this. From what I've gathered, I haven't studied it enough. I've watched it several times just in passing, and it looked really cool. But it's heavily bet on, wasn't it? Wasn't it very heavily bet on across the world?
Yeah, it's a pari-mutuel sport. That's like the dogs and the horses. Pari-mutuel literally means wagering amongst yourself. So the state took out a certain percentage of every dollar, and the house took out a percentage of every dollar bet, and the rest goes back to the pool, to the gamblers. But it was a big pari-mutuel, and we wore uniforms 1 through 8, just like in the dog races, 1 through 8.
I was saying, you guys were jockeys essentially, or you're a greyhound, however you want to look at it, right?
it was an interesting way to make a living, but boy, we loved it. It was just a great game. The ball went about it's clocked at 188 miles an hour, but the average speed is probably 150 miles an hour, 160. Rock hard, just lightning speed, and the sound it made. It was just phenomenal. It really was. And, you know, the lottery wasn't around then. These outside competitions like casinos, you know, cruises to nowhere. And they just didn't have the competition that they had now. And unfortunately, they still have it in Dania, and they have a smaller version in Miami now. But those are the only two places in the States that have Highline currently going where you can bet on it.
Well, you know, Jeff, we're in this era. Gambling is prevalent in every sport now. The greed has consumed sports. But the players, you know, that's the hypocrisy. The players can't bet. I understand not betting on yourself or your team, but the players can't bet. How about in Highline? Were you guys able to bet on yourself?
Players, family members, not allowed to. Absolutely not. Forbidden upon. And, you know, it's kind of like in baseball in the locker rooms. There's always that sign about gambling on your same thing. We are not allowed to. And no one in our immediate family is allowed to either.
I bet a few bucks were silently bet on family members or players back in the day. But,
Maybe. I always tell people, like, well, what's a good tip? You know, people always say, is it fixed? And in all my years, I mean, 20-plus years between being an amateur and working there and then being a player, never fixed. I can tell you, right, my wife would always say, if it was fixed, we'd live in a bigger house, right? So it was never like that. But I'd always say, you know, here's a good tip for you. Bet the married players on Saturday matinees. That's always a good bet. And they say, what? I said, you know, those single players on Friday night, they're going out to Ybor City and, you know, getting after it and stuff. And then Saturday morning when there's a matinee, they're a little tired. Where the married guys go home and have dinner and go to bed, and we're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So
great inside tip there, Jeff.
Other than that tip, I didn't have anything else for anybody.
Stay away from the wild men. So
exactly.
We got to get you down here, Barry. Have a little bite to eat. You can enlighten me and educate me on Highline, because I am intrigued now. And you never know if they start throwing it on the Deuce or one of these channels. There's a lot of sports that are getting resurgence that you wouldn't have thought are, and maybe Highline will be one of them.
Well, it's funny you say that. So the Fontana of Miami, like I said, it's kind of a slimmed down version. It's a smaller court and a smaller ball. But the players are really good. But what they've done is they figured it out is they have casino and online gambling. And so they're doing pretty well. And actually, they're affiliated with a casino in Iowa. Something River, I don't know if it's Three Rivers or Four Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Or something River.
Yeah, it's right on the Mississippi.
Right. So they're affiliated with them. And so
really?
you can gamble online. Watch the games online. And you can be anywhere. And
used to be one of my big clients when I was up there.
Really? Well, they're affiliated with, it's called Magic City Highline, which is in Miami. And again, it's a slimmed down version. It's not the traditional type of highline, but the players are really good. The play is good, and they're doing well by figuring it out, changing with the times.
Well, I'm gonna take a look at it. I appreciate you taking a few moments. I look forward to getting you down here with your good buddy and my good buddy Barry Smith. We'll have some beverages, a bite, and watch a little Seminole action maybe, and have some fun.
Absolutely, Mike. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jeff, and we'll get rolling on this this golf tournament with On the Tee floor as well.
I really appreciate you promoting it. Take care.
You bet. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little baseball. Oscar Garner III will join us, and Ben Botham probably got a busy Saturday night. You're going to the ball game tomorrow, and so you better take it easy tonight.
Oh, I've been taking it easy recently, Mike. You know me. Got a lot of stuff on the plate. Got to grade a couple papers.
All right, great papers. All right, yeah, great. He's got a great papers and bright players. All right, we'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from the Clubhouse Studios, inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Champa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the peewees to the preps to the pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA Sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Of course, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, Shipyard Brewing as well. And then, of course, they serve breakfast. I had one yesterday, with John Rager at Sea Dogs. We got a golf tournament that we'll be talking about that. We got Big Monday coming up with the Big O, Oscar Garner III, Alex Riva, the Axeman. Of course, he's fresh off a Penn State victory over West Virginia, and he was actually in the house, called in last week. That was a great conversation. And of course, got Ben Botham alongside. And tonight, we've got Seattle Mariners tied at one game apiece. Yep. And it's almost like playoff baseball right now.
Yeah, it certainly is, especially with a team like the Mariners, who, you know, they're a good ball club. They got great talent with J-Rod out there. And I can't help but say, I've always sort of had a soft spot for the Mariners, Mike. Just
because your favorite player
is Ichiro. I was always a huge Ichiro guy. So
you were born in freaking Florida. Do you know where the state of Washington's at?
Yeah.
So well, my favorite team is 3,000.
I'm not saying my favorite team. I'm just saying I had a soft spot for them.
All right.
You know, and Mike, those jerseys were pretty cool. The blue and yellow ones.
Oh my God, you sound like a girl now.
Hey,
I like that color. That's my favorite team.
Hey, those were some sick jerseys, Mike. Yeah. You can't deny.
They're sick looking. All right, well, the big O, Oscar Garner III's on hold. Did you have any factoids for us that we need to talk about? He can chime in. He's a versatile man. Did you have anything? Anything cool?
Yeah. Well, the Roberto Clemente Award is coming up, and beginning today, fans can vote for the Roberto Clemente Award presented by Capital One at MLBTogether.com/Clemente21. You're able to vote, and the vote ends Sunday, October 1st. So make sure to vote for our very own Shane McClanahan. He is the nominee from the Tampa Bay Rays. And of course, this goes, this award's for those who help people in the community. It's probably one of the most prestigious awards Major League Baseball gives out. And some of the stuff that he's been able to do is he works with all kinds of children with special needs, does buddy baseball, and help introduce some programs to allow buddy baseball onto the field for every Monday home game, where they are out there for batting practice, out there for the first pitch and the national anthem. So it's a really special guy that works
with us. Back. And Roberto Clemente gave back. So Oscar Garner III, happy Saturday. It's always a happy Saturday during football season, Saturdays and Sundays. And as we enter at week three, if you throw the zero in there, and your Michigan State Spartans, as they watched the Florida State game, probably were sickened by the loss of that incredible wide receiver. Your opinion of the Spartans' first game?
First half was tough, Mike. First off, I hate the fact that you wanted to open up with that. Seeing Keon Coleman out there catching those touchdowns, really being a beast for Florida State, it hurt.
I did that for the Florida State listeners.
That's it, exactly. Well, the Florida State listeners are probably very happy that we dropped him in his lap, and that goes to Coach Tuck, right? Like, if we're going to be using the transfer portal like we are for this school, you kind of live and die by it. Keon Coleman is kind of the first real critical hit on the bad side of it. Of course, Kenneth Walker came in, and he was a positive, and now we see the negative side of losing such a talent. And we also saw that to open up the game against Central Michigan. The first half was very stagnant. New quarterback out there. Defense kind of been restructured, and it's hard to see where we were going to excel at first. Central Michigan was definitely moving the ball, and if it wasn't for the fact that they were a MAC team, we might have struggled a little bit more in that first half. But in the third, we really came alive, found a few scores. Defense had some good stops. We were able to get our starters out off the field in the fourth quarter, which felt good. But again, it's kind of how we started off last season. We're going to go into Richmond here this week, and then we have Washington coming up, which is where our season kind of fell apart last year. I'm still held out, but look, Sparty's undefeated, and I'm happy.
I'm wondering if that young man, Leonard Hamilton, sees him walking around campus. He's going to try to get him out for some hoops action. They struggled last year, FSU, one of the few years under Leonard Hamilton, and we know that kid's he's a tremendous basketball player in his own right.
Yeah, no, Keon Coleman's a beast, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're tapping on him to see if he wants to come get in on the hoops, especially with Miami having the run they had last year. Maybe Florida State can get in on the basketball hype that's in Florida right now. But if we're keeping it on football season, Florida State had a great game last year. I remember FSU LSU was supposed to be kind of a snoozer, and it was one of the most fun games to open up the season. And FSU didn't disappoint. First half was very contentious, but they were able to open up again in the third. And then going into the fourth, they really put it away. LSU was kind of out of sorts, making a lot of mistakes early, and then never really figured it out in the second half. Brian Kelly, of course, falling short in the spotlight once again, and FSU showing that they were able to build on something last year, especially with the addition of Keon Coleman. That QB to wide receiver connection was definitely clicking, and that's something that the ACC should be worried about going forward for the rest of the season. If we're going to move on to a little bit more Florida as well, all of Florida was undefeated this week except for the Gators. And I know the Ferg faithful are happy about that, of course, that being an FSU home. The Gators have no welcome there. And they're really tucking their tail this season. Cam Rising is actually Cam Falling and didn't even play in that season opener. And the Utes still managed to dismantle the Gators. Of course, USF handled business. The Hurricanes did their thing, and of course, FSU as well. So Florida football is otherwise in a great state. But for my Gator fans out there, looks like you might be having a long season.
Well, this will be Billy's last season up there. Hey, let's take a look at some of the marquee games. They may not be of top 10 significance, but Colorado-Nebraska, and of course, we know what Deion did in his Buffaloes last week against TCU and the Horned Frogs. It's the number one story in college football in America. I was talking to a gentleman earlier. You got to love Deion. I mean, I hesitate sometimes. I don't like people that seem a little brash and braggadocio, but when they're the Muhammad Ali, I'm calling him, of college football, he's predicting it and he's getting it done. And I was just out in Colorado with my son who's got season tickets. The entire state's electrified. I've been to many, half a dozen at least, Colorado-Nebraska games. Coach Deion Sanders and that group, it's a special story to start the season off with, Oscar.
It's really been an underlying story that's just grown and grown over the last couple seasons. Deion is making his mark for coaches, coaches of color everywhere. I would say that Deion Sanders is not a football coach, actually. He is a preacher who moonlights as a football coach. The way he's been able to have
his I like that, brother.
The way he happens to rally these teams around him, of course, this is a group that is a hodgepodge of different names all over the country. Of course, his own son at QB, who is looking like a Heisman hopeful, but he's going to be competing with his own receiver and one of his defensive backs in Travis Hunter. So they have a really beautiful thing going on, and to be able to upset TCU, of course, TCU lost a lot of guys from that playoff team last year, but they were able to show that this is not a trial run season, right? We're going to make some noise, and, you know, the Pac-12 is falling apart, but we aren't, right? We're going to make a mark on this season, and you better watch out. And now Nebraska, they're, coming off a tough loss last week. They might be easing pickings in. And the one thing that you don't want Deion Sanders to do is get even more confident and get on a roll, because the Pac-12 might be put even more on notice than they were opening night.
Well, Matt Rhule took over the reins in Lincoln. I've been there probably 30 times watching games. I grew up 90 miles away. The big red machine, as they used to call it, it's the big dead machine. And as a Hawkeye fan, it doesn't break my heart. Hey, let's talk other games, of course. Tonight, 7 o'clock kick. Texas Longhorns and, of course, the Alabama Crimson Tide. That's got to be the marquee matchup of the weekend.
Yeah. Look, Quinn Ewers showed last week that he knows how to make plays on the edges, and that's the one thing you need to do to exploit an Alabama team. Look, I know I'm talking from the side of, like, I think Texas is going to win. I'll always fade Texas, don't get me wrong. But Bama's being very disrespected right now, right? They have a young team. I think we've heard this before, but, you know, Saban might be losing a step a little bit. Of course, Georgia has been the top dog in the SEC for the past couple of years. Texas is looking for an opportunity to get back on top. This will be a very contentious game. We remember last year, Texas almost pulled it off. Alabama had a couple good flags, a couple good breaks, and they were able to pull this game away. Texas is re-upped on QB, and they're actually looking a little bit better in the backfield than Alabama. If Alabama doesn't stay disciplined on defense, Texas will be able to eat up a lot of clock and really control this game. So look out for this game. It's going to be, I think, low scoring and very physical, but very entertaining at the same time.
Well, Ben's got a question for you as our resident expert. Georgia Southern is favored by 7.5 over UAB.
Oh, yeah.
Break it down for him, would you? Ben, what do you think about your Georgia Southern Eagles?
I'd like to say Gatta, hail Southern, and that's about it. Get the job done. Just what the old Georgia Southern boys in Statesboro do.
All right. Well, we got about 4 minutes on the NFL side. Oh, you're back to being a Detroit Lion fan, I bet, after Thursday night. Yeah, bandwagon rider.
Hey, not a bandwagon rider. I always want to see the city succeed. Come on now. I had my own dad sending me pictures of his Chiefs jersey. At least I'm not bad.
I saw that post. Where did that come from?
Man, I don't know. But look, I'm a big fan of mental health and mental health advocacy. Somebody please reach out. Somebody, you know, start a support group for these bandwagon riders that are out there. But look, the Detroit Lions should appreciate the win, but also appreciate the fact that they caught the Chiefs at a weird spot in their season. Of course, down a couple of players that were really key, Travis Kelce being one of those. The Chiefs tend to be a softer team at the beginning of the season. You know, oh, Pat Mahomes is going to do it this year. He's looking a little rough. And then, you know, his number three target, KT, was out there dropping passes like he was getting paid to. So I think the Lions took advantage of an opportunity that in seasons past they might not have. And they'll be able to carry this momentum going forward. I'm really excited to see how the Lions approach this season. Amon-Ra St. Brown is the lead target, as we can see again. But after that, Marvin Jones Jr. didn't look too good. Hopefully, Jameson Williams is able to be healthy coming back after a Week 7 suspension and be able to contribute to this team, because we play the NFC South and we'll be here to visit the Bucks in a couple weeks. And
I gotta wind it up. You know, he wouldn't be talking Bucks if they were in the toilet.
Exactly.
All right, he's Big O, Oscar Gunner III, and of course the Axeman Alex Rebo. They'll be rolling out in another week. Big Monday down at Sea Dogs Brewery, talking all things Big Ten. Have a great weekend, my man. Appreciate you taking time to come on.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank you.
All right, Ben Botham. Well, I appreciate you coming down. You know, you didn't get a lot of conversation today, because I wasn't certain you're coming down.
That's very fine. That's
however, you walked away with two ticks to the suite.
I would say that's a fair trade.
Anymore. I keep thinking you're driving all this way. You're right down the street.
Yeah, it's not too shabby. I'm excited for tomorrow, Mike. Should be a good time. But I had a great show today with you. You know, we covered a lot of good topics. I still got some stuff left in the tank for later on. I got some sports card info, some record sales, and no, it's pretty cool stuff.
Beautiful. All right. Well, for Roddy Soccer, of course, our good friend Jim Hart and Brad Richardson covering the high school side. Joel Berdreau on the controls. Matt, Dan McCarney, who did a superb job. I appreciate any time he comes into our mix. And the interesting conversation with Jeff Williams on Highlight. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.